Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll talk about what the stock market is going to do in 2012. Last year the S&P 500 index returned a measly 2.1%, and by the end of February so far this year it's already up over 8%. That's a pretty strong rally. Will it last? Well, here's a few reasons why it might. Confidence. Investors bailed out of stocks in February 2009. Remember what happened next? This was just weeks before stocks bottomed at that March 9th low and then doubled in just 707 days, the fastest doubling since the 30s. And if you could successfully gauge the confidence of individual and institutional investors, you might be able to determine whether or not there will be a stock market crash in the next 6 months. Remember, when investor fear is at its highest, some researchers have found that stocks tend to do the opposite and rally. So, you might be asking and looking at your research, the results that point you to a higher level of fear, but just gauging fear probably isn't enough. Is anybody acting on it? And if everybody is avoiding stocks, does that mean they're right? Let's talk a little bit about valuation. Despite the fact that the S&P 500 finished 2011 almost exactly where it started, the earnings for the S&P 500 companies increased by about 20% that last year. That alone will not make a clear determination that stocks will go up, because there are many more considerations to bring into the discussion, namely the debt situation in Europe and, of course, the U.S. election cycle that's coming up. I'll close here. I hope you found some value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118 so we can plan a private meeting to discuss your particular investment situation.